This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brought to you by Islam21seed.com. Articulating Islam in the 21st century.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu, nasta'inu, wa nastaghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu. ومن يضل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين بشيرا ونذيرا فصلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد dear respected brothers and sisters we're supposed to have a درس today but the atrocity that is going on or the atrocities that are going on in Syria in particular, and in general in other parts of the Muslim world, such as the atrocities that are going on in Iraq and in Burma, those atrocities compel us to speak about them, to see what we can do about them. I met a few brothers who have durus today, and I asked them whether they are going to join the demonstration, and some of them did say yes, and some of them say we are busy with the durs. And I said, Subhanallah, one of our problems, my dear brothers and sisters, that we are, in general, as Muslims, not you, mashallah, alhamdulillah, here we see so many faces, we are isolated of what is happening to our ummah. I've been traveling in the last few, maybe weeks, to different countries, and you meet different people. Some people are concerned about what is happening to our ummah, and many others are not really worried about what is happening. I met even people of knowledge, people who teach others, people who are engaged in da'wah, and you will see that unfortunately not all of them are worried about what is happening to our ummah. My dear brothers and sisters, the job of the people of ilm and the people of knowledge is to guide the ummah in all cases, not to guide the ummah in matters related to their salah and related to how to perform their wudu and how to divorce, but to, related to all matters, including the most important matter in their life, which is their aqidah. And the aqidah is not as we understand it, a very limited, narrow of understanding of aqidah. No, the aqidah is the sovereignty of Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is the essence of Aqidah. And we, and the people of knowledge, the dua, they should guide the ummah in matters related to the highness of Allah Jalla wa Ala above everything and the sovereignty of Allah Jalla wa Ala. These are the matters that should be concern number one for the people of knowledge, which is the matters of Tawheed, not the narrow understanding of Tawheed. And when we see Muslims being attacked by their enemies, and the main concern should not be the blood that is shed. No, the main concern is that there is a blood of muwahideen, of people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is being shed. This should be our concern, or concern number one. Yes, we do care in general for people who are being killed from those who do not testify that there is no God but Allah Jalla wa Ala, but our main concern is for the blood of those who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Why? Because they are announcing and establishing Tawheed. So the people of knowledge and the people of da'wah should not isolate themselves from what is happening to our ummah, and this is the essence of Tawheed, my dear brothers and sisters. And Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَ. Allah Jalla wa Ala has taken the covenant of the people of knowledge to clarify the kitab to the people in general. So there is a covenant that has been taken from the people of knowledge that they have to do their job, which is to clarify the truth to people in general in matters related to their deen. And of course there are priorities. And Allah Jalla wa Ala also says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَشْتَرُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَيْمَانِهِمْ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا
أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those who buy or purchase for the covenant of Allah Jalla Ala that He has entrusted them with a cheap price, means they exchange it for dunya, Allah Jalla Ala will curse them and the people will curse them. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the very first important lesson that we have to put in mind. And when we talk about the atrocity that is happening in Aleppo or in Syria, we need to think of two types of solutions, brothers and sisters. Short-term solutions and long-term solutions. And please, please, yeah, we need to change this mentality, which is thinking of short-term solutions. Unfortunately, most of the Muslims, and we have to say this, and this is part of the solution, they always focus on short-term solutions, not on strategic solutions. They would like to see the speakers shouting and screaming and help our brothers and sisters. Look at these sisters being raped, the enemies of Islam, they are going to rape your sisters. And many people are exchanging these days, well, this message from that sister from Aleppo that, yeah, I will commit suicide. Don't ask the scholars about the ruling of committing suicide because I would like to protect my honor. I would like to protect myself. Forget about whether I will go to Jannah and Nar. Don't judge me, okay? Or that sister who said that, yes, they are going to rape us soon, okay, rather than we kill ourselves. Or the other person who said maybe, okay, that is the end of our life. And messages, very emotional messages like this, or that message that being sent, oh, the scholars are receiving now questions whether Muslims are allowed to kill their mothers, their children, their sisters in order to avoid rape. Yes? And we would like to sing on these songs. Yes, look at our brothers and sisters. Emotion, hype, and then no long-term solutions. My dear brothers and sisters, what happened and what is happening in Aleppo, we won't be able to finish it within this night. It is not going to be solved in this night. Nor it is going to be solved within this week or this month. I know this is a reality, okay? I know that maybe this is something shocking, but this is a reality that we have to accept. And this means that we need to look at long-term solutions, although we need to take some steps, yeah, towards what is happening. First of all, subhanAllah, it is from one perspective good news that you see that the Ummah is waking up and they are concerned of what is happening to our brothers and sisters, whether in Aleppo or in other parts of the world. In fact, brothers, what is happening in Aleppo, why did it happen now? Yes, maybe 20 plus years ago, Hafiz al-Assad, the father of this dictator, he was a worse dictator, both of them were dictators, yeah, he killed over 20,000 people in Hama, in the city of Hama in 1982. And they raped the women there, and there were atrocities there, and there were letters sent by the ladies there that, are we allowed to commit suicide? Same scenario. Are we allowed to abort those children because they are illegitimate children, they are coming out of rape, etc., etc.? Okay, that happened at that time, but the reaction of Muslims at that time was not like the reaction of Muslims at this time. At that time, I was young and I was following the news, and the reactions of Muslims at that time was not like the reaction of Muslims at this time. And this is part of the good news. The reaction of Muslims at this time is totally different. Yeah? It is sad to say that, alhamdulillah, the masses of Muslims are concerned and they want to do something, but unfortunately, the political leadership of many Muslims, or most of the Muslim countries, are doing nothing. They are just watching, and everyone is worried about his seat. Let alone, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to understand the bigger picture of this conflict. This conflict is not just by the Syrians and the regime. As you know, that Russia and Iran, yes, they are coordinating with the Syrian regime to destroy Halab and destroy all Sunni cities in Syria. But America and the other superpowers are watching this, monitoring this, and they are happy with this, and they want this to happen. Why? Because they want to teach Muslims one hard lesson, that listen, if this is the global political setup, yes, there are some tyrants, those tyrants are supported by us. If you, masses, you want to say no to the political, to the global political system, we will do to you as we have done to Halab. So better you live as sheep, as slaves, and whatever we impose on you, you have to accept it, and you have to be happy with it. Unfortunately, many Muslim countries participated in this because the leaders of those Muslim countries, they also want to, they are part of this political setup, global political setup, and they want to teach their people a very hard lesson that if you go against us, this what will happen to you, what will happen to you as what happened to Muslims in Aleppo. So better to live as sheep, as slaves, eat and drink. We will let you to eat and drink, but don't try or don't even think of saying no. So the Syrian people are not fighting for their freedom. The Syrian people are fighting for the freedom of the Ummah. And we have to learn this. The price, my dear brothers and sisters, the price they are paying it on our behalf. And we have to be proud of them. We have to make dua for them. And we have to think of the bigger picture. Because their victory is the victory for the Ummah. Believe me, the victory for the Syrian people is not just the victory for them, it is the victory for our Ummah. It means that the Ummah struggled and they won their freedom at the end of the day. What does their freedom mean? The Ummah is a Muslim Ummah. Their freedom means they want Islam. They want to practice Islam. They want to live in dignity. Yes, they might have different sects, they might have different groups, but at the end of the day, they want to live as dignified people, yes, as dignified Muslims. This is their freedom. They don't want to be subjugated either by the West or the East, by Russia or by America. They want to live by their own dignity, okay, and they want to win their freedom. So their victory, my dear brothers and sisters, is our victory. May Allah Jalla wa Ala help them. What do we need to do for them? Yes, first of all, on a political level, there is, as I said, short term and long term. Before that, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to remember one important principle. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّ بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. We send some zalimeen against other zalimeen. Yes, we punish some zalimeen by other zalimeens. In order to what? In order to purify them. In the other ayah, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So Allah Jalla wa Ala sends punishment to some Muslims in order for them to go back to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this is a very important rule, my dear brothers and sisters. طيب. Allah Jalla wa Ala also confirmed in the Quran that whatever happens to us, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, is because of what our hands earned. Look at the ma'asi within the Muslim Ummah. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, look outside the so-called practicing people. You will see the ma'asi prevailing. The sins are prevailing everywhere. People don't care about the major sins. Many of us are involved in riba. Many of us are involved in watching haram things. Many of practicing people are involved in zina. Whether in this country or even in Syria before or even in other Muslim countries. The Ummah as a whole needs to wake up, and they need first of all to go back to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Look, there are many Muslims. Yes, they would like to pray, they don't have a problem in praying, but they have a problem to live under that, to live completely by Islam. They want liberal Islam. And this is a big problem. This is one of the big ma'asi that we are committing, and we need to abandon that in order to receive the victory of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And Allah Jalla wa'ala says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you aid Allah Jalla wa'ala, Allah Jalla wa'ala will aid you. If you aid Allah Jalla wa'ala by following His guidance, Allah Jalla wa'ala will support you. This is a fact. This is a universal divine law. So we need to remember that. That's why we need to go back as individuals, brothers, as Muslims in Britain. When we go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala, when we repent to Allah Jalla wa'ala, that will help the situation of the Ummah here in Britain and elsewhere. Don't think that it will not help them. When I pray more, when I give sadaqah more, when I perform siyam more, when I repent to Allah Jalla wa'ala, when I believe that Islam is the best way of life, when I leave all forms of secularism from my mind, and I believe that sovereignty belongs to Allah Jalla wa'ala, when I believe in these things, Allah Jalla wa'ala will help me and will help others. This is the first important point that we need to remember. And when Allah Jalla wa'ala, look, Allah Jalla wa'ala caused that the Muslims to be defeated twice in the battles that were led by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at this. Although the leader of these battles was who? Was Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the battle of Uhud, and in the battle of Hunayn. In the battle of Hunayn, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Yes, because they were proud of their number, etc. Means they were not relying on Allah Jalla wa'ala. They were defeated because Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to teach them a lesson. So there is another side of all these calamities that befall us, which is Allah Jalla wa'ala wants us. Allah Jalla wa'ala wants us to go back to His religion. So this is the first lesson that we need to remember, my dear brothers and sisters. The other thing, okay, in terms of short solutions, what we need to do. From a political perspective, we need to be involved. And we need to know how to be involved politically. Yes, whether lobbying, whether demonstration, whether sending letters. We don't want to attend the demonstration now, and then after that we don't want to do anything. No, we need to send letters, whether the 10 Downing Street, whether to the foreign ministry, whether to all authorities, and then we need to launch a campaign to send letters to the Russian embassy, to the Syrian embassy, to the Russian embassy, to the Iranian embassy, and to others. And maybe to United Nations. What is happening? What is happening? Why are you leaving this to happen? This is one thing. We need also lawyers among yourselves, brothers and sisters, to try now to proceed cases against the Syrian regime, okay? And anyone, the Syrian regime is almost over, and anyone who is supporting the Syrian regime. We need to create that noise. Yes, why do we leave the Russians and the Iranians and others who support these terrorists in Syria to kill as they want? Also, my dear brothers and sisters, from a media perspective, we need to be balanced in terms of showing the atrocities that are happening to our brothers and sisters. So we cry and we weep. Yes? No, we need to be balanced. We need to show positive messages as well as what is happening, the reality of what is happening. And we also, from a media perspective, we need to hijack some titles like terrorism. Terrorism have been linked to Muslims only, my dear brothers and sisters. And why do we leave it like this? These are some of the short-term solutions. Also, as you all know, that we need to raise funds to help the brothers and sisters as much as we can. Now, these are some short solutions, but we need to think of long-term solutions. Long-term solutions. And this is, for me, is the real challenge. Long-term solutions. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all, as we said, we need to go back to Allah Jalla Ala as a long-term solution. Secondly, we have a problem with unity. This unity is killing us, my dear brothers and sisters. And this unity is the main reason for the rebels, so-called rebels, or the mujahideen in Aleppo and Syria in general, to be defeated like this. And we ask Allah Jalla Ala to give them victory at the end of the day. Because of this unity, I traveled to one of the countries recently, one of the European countries, and I saw some Syrian refugees there. And they left Syria 3 years ago, so on. And they were talking about the disunity between the mujahideen. Every 30 people, they have their own emir. They have their own strategy. They want to do things by themselves, and they are not concerned to coordinate with others. If we grow up in disunity, then disunity will continue with us. We really need to do something about that. And I'm launching a few projects in order to unite the ummah. But it needs tarbiyah, the ego of ourselves that is killing us, destroying us. We need to get rid of that. This is part of the long-term solution, my dear brothers and sisters. And all of us know, we all quote what Allah Jalla wa'ala said about unity. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ and so on. We can quote these things, but the application of this is missing. This is one thing. My dear brothers and sisters, they say now that there is a big deal taking place between the countries there. Turkey, Iran, Russia, and America. There is a big deal. And whether Allahu Alam, is that true or not, but I didn't want to get into the analysis of the political situation, because no one can confirm. Yes? And as you know, that they say that Sykes-Picot agreement is over now or is absolute. So they need to redistribute the countries of Bilad al-Sham. Yeah? And they need to maybe have new countries, new borders, as you know, to divide Iraq into three countries, Sunni, Shi'i, Kurdi, yes, and they will leave some pockets for the Sunni Muslims where they don't have any access to the main seaports. They want to do the same thing for Syria and something similar to Libya. Allahu alam, is that true or not? Okay, but we have to be ready for that. And one way to be ready for that, brothers, as a long-term solution, we need to be involved on a political level. Yes, these politicians decide, and then we follow up. The politicians meet, Putin meets with the other leaders, they decide, and then later he will meet with Trump, they will decide, and we'll just follow. And then we are just reactionary. On a political level, see, brothers, khalas, we need to bring this discussion. Political participation, is it part of Islam? Is it not part of Islam? Voting, and I'm sick and tired of this discussion. This is a reality that we need to reach to certain influential positions. And the political process is part of that. So, on a long term, we need to see among yourselves, young people, playing part in politics. Yes, on a long term. On a long term as well, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to see among you, yes, big lawyers. Because now one of our biggest weaknesses as Muslims is we don't have lawyers to defend us. We also need strategic thinkers. We don't have many strategic thinkers. Most of the Muslims are still studying either medicine, dentistry, engineering. They don't study humanities. They don't study sociology. They don't study strategic studies. That's why we don't know how to plan to draw a strategy for the coming 50 years for Muslims in the UK or for Muslims in Europe or for Muslims in general. We don't know how to resolve things. We are just looking and waiting, what can we do? And the maximum we can do is what? Raising funds and send it to the brothers and sisters in Syria. And if the atrocity, yes, when this message was exchanged that, yes, alhamdulillah, there is an agreement now between the rebels and the regime that they will allow the civilians to go out. And people started to be happy that there is an agreement, subhanAllah. Is this what we are worried about? And is this what makes us happy and relaxed? Yes, are we that short-term people? See, my dear brothers and sisters, all of you are young. I advise every single one of you to think of making himself someone big, someone influential, someone who brings victory to our ummah. Yes? Think of a plan for yourself, have a vision for yourself, and then the ummah as a whole will have a vision. Yes? My dear brothers and sisters, we don't know how to twist the arms of our country or even United Nations. How to twist their arms? We don't know. Yes? The Israeli lobby, they know how to twist their arms. Yes or no? Recently, I don't know whether that is confirmed or not, even criticizing Israel became what? Part of anti-Semitism. Yeah? It will become illegal, or it became illegal. Are you aware of this? Are you aware of this?
Yes.
Just a few days ago. طيب? Yeah? How did they twist the arm of our country here or other European countries? How? What is the game that they played? We don't know that. Okay? And we keep crying. That should stop, and we should work long term, my dear brothers and sisters. Again, our involvement on another political level with the embassies, do we have pressure groups to exercise pressure on other countries? Do we know what really exercise pressure on other countries? Yes, we want to call for maybe the economic boycott. Boycott the products of Russia, boycott the products of Iran, if there is any, and boycott. But does that make a change? Does that make a change? Maybe. At least we should do it in order to see that we are doing something. Now, I was talking to the brothers. Is marching in front of the Syrian embassy, is it the best thing? Maybe marching in front of the Russian embassy is better. Maybe marching in front of the Iranian embassy is better. Okay? What now, this is among the Muslim community. What others do say about what is happening? Yeah? Most of what is being written, I'm following a little bit, is written by non-Muslims about what is happening in Aleppo. They send another picture. We don't have enough journalists, yeah, to convey the message that we want to convey. Do we have good links with maybe ethical or journalists who are principled, yes, who speak the truth, whether it is for them or against them? Do we have this kind of relationship? A lot to be done, my dear brothers and sisters. I'm just worried about time. A lot to be done on a short term and in a long term. Yeah? But we have to remember at the end of the day, my dear brothers and sisters, that it is a long struggle. It is a long struggle. I was reading, just to prepare for this, part of the history of Aleppo. And wallahi, ajeeb, in the 7th Hijra century, yeah, the Rafidis attacked Aleppo, and some historians said, look at this, said some of them were raping women in front of their parents in the masjid. That happened in Aleppo. Yeah, long time ago. So Allah Jalla wa'ala will test us. And it is a long struggle. What is the end of it? The end of it is the day of resurrection. So we should not give up at any cost. At any cost. If we give up, yes, they will be raped and we will be raped. And Allah Jalla wa'ala made it clear. وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. This is, subhanAllah, this ayah summarizes what Allah Jalla wa'ala wants from us. He made this life in a way that shar, evil will never prevail. Yes, it might prevail for a short period of time, but it will not continue prevailing all of the time, everywhere. And khair as well will never prevail, okay, forever. No, it is tadafa. One will push and another will pull. Okay, and that will continue until the day of resurrection. Okay, hadn't that happened, Allah Jalla ala, as he said, hadn't that happened, there will be masajid destroyed, synagogues destroyed, churches destroyed, etc., etc. Means there will be fasad and destruction all over the world. Why? Because the shar will prevail. Okay? And then the shar will oppress others. If khair prevails forever, this is the end of this life. Okay? And there will be no testing. And this life, as we know, that Allah Jalla wa'ala created it for a test, to test us. So this struggle will continue. And that's why we need to be strategic in our thinking. We should not be under any cost give up. Giving up, the minute you give up, the minute you will be defeated, humiliated, raped, killed, etc., etc. The minute you defend yourself as much as you can, Allah Jalla wa'ala will send his victory upon you. Yes? And we have a duty towards ourselves and our brothers and sisters all over the world. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. The Muslim is the brother of the Muslim. Allah Jalla wa'ala called us as ikhwa. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. And we ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Aleppo. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Syria. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Iraq. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Burma. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Libya, in Yemen, all over the world. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to forgive us for not helping them enough. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to help us to forgive us for our shortcomings. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ya hayyu ya qayyum ya badi' as samawati wal ard. Inna nas'aluka nasran 'ajilan li ikhwanina fi Halab. Allahumma ya hayyu ya qayyum. Allahumma munzil al kitab. Allahumma munzil al kitab. Hazim al ahzab. Allahumma inna nas'aluka an tahzim al ahzab alladhina tajamma'u li hazmi ikhwanina, li hazimati ikhwanina fi Halab. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تزلزل الأرض من تحتهم. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم كما فعلت بالأحزاب يوم الخندق. اللهم افعل بهم يا رب العالمين. يا حي يا قيوم اللهم اضرب الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرج إخواننا من بينهم سالمين غانمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله we'll go to the demonstration now. I don't know whether you are going all to the demonstration, but we will be going inshallah. Now, just yani, brothers, be vigilant, be careful, because it normally happens that if there is, If there are demonstrations or there might be some idiot people to cause any kind of disruption, in order to spoil the mood, and then the purpose of the demonstration will not be achieved. Moreover, brothers, yes, we will go for the demonstration, but it doesn't mean the job is done. It is just the start. As I said, we should not be that emotional and reactionary people. We should think of long-term solutions. Yeah? Jazakumullahu khaira. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah accept it from you. My dear brothers, طيب, just also remember to rectify your intention, and the intention for going there is to show support to your brothers, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu lil-Muslim kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. We ask Allah to accept it from us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.